What's up, Canes fans? Welcome to the Canes Insight Daily Podcast, powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. The transfer portal is cooking. A lot of new names, a lot of names relevant to the Canes, including Jason Sandamela, blue chip center, best center in the country in last year's class. Could he be a post-signing day switch to the Miami Hurricanes and add a new young elite center into the room? Also, Damian Martinez visiting Miami, or should I say Miami visiting him, and him setting his official visit to Miami. We'll talk about that, and then some additions to the women's basketball team, some very famous names, more famous than any of the names we're talking about, joining the Hurricanes basketball team, plus an interview with Canes Connection athlete Antonio Tripp. He did a great job. You'll love what he had to say. First, I want to talk about some names that will never jump in the transfer portal. That's Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. They are operating all over the state of Florida, experienced, professional, know exactly what they're doing at every step of the process when it comes to accident litigation. If you or someone you care about has been injured in an accident, you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call Anajar and Levine, 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Take back control of your life. A lot of names to talk about in the portal before we get to Antonio Tripp, which again, great interview with him. But let's start with Jason Sandamela, the center from USC. Now, this is an interesting transfer because this is not a veteran player, someone who played college football. He just got to USC in the spring. He was a signee in the class of 2024. Number one interior offensive lineman in the country, according to 247. Big-time recruit out of Clearwater Academy International. And he announced he's jumping in the portal, basically right after he arrived at USC. This is a situation, I believe, of homesickness. Lincoln Riley mentioned that Sandamela, he didn't get into why, but he said that the unique background of Sandamela had something to do with it. Sandamela is originally from Mozambique, moved to the United States in 2020, didn't start playing football until sophomore year of high school, was originally a rugby player. So somebody who moved to Clearwater Academy International, a school with a lot of international kids, including Miami signee safety Isaiah Thomas, who was from Canada, parents from Ghana. So he was used to that environment, which is a very nurturing environment for international students. Isaiah Thomas, a close friend of his, moves all the way across the country to USC and quickly became homesick for Florida, which again is his adopted home, originally from Mozambique on the coast of the Indian Ocean. So why would Miami be interested in a player who hasn't played any college snaps? Obviously, they were interested in high school in this player. He was a blue chip talent, number one interior offensive lineman in the country, according to 247, 6'3", 285, 81.5-inch wingspan. And you watch his film, and the guy has just unbelievable flexibility. Just watching his stance, the way the guy's able to get low, he is very, very flexible, very fluid and athletic. You can see the rugby background in the way he moves, the way he moves laterally, the way he can target smaller players in space and connect, and just a lot of upside with him. Now, Lincoln Riley mentioned he probably was not going to play for USC this year because he was early in his development. But I think the reason why Miami is interested in this player is they think they can bring him in. Zach Carpenter is a starter. Whether he second string or plays behind Ryan Rodriguez, who had a very good spring, we'll see. But could come in, learn the craft, and then compete in the future and add a blue chip talent to the room. Miami missed out on Connor Liu a couple years ago, have been trying to sign their special center prospect. Could this be the guy for Mario Cristobal? It will be interesting to see. Very international flavor to the center room. You also have Nino Francavilla from Canada, who is the center Miami signed when they couldn't land Sandamela. He's had some moments in spring where he's looked good as well. But Miami's interested in Sandamela. Gabby Rudy of 247 has reported that Miami will pursue Sandamela hard. That matches what I'm hearing. And it's going to be interesting to see that recruitment play out. I'm told Florida's in the mix. You know, other schools in this area are in the mix, Georgia potentially, but Miami has that in with Isaiah Thomas, his teammate at Clearwater Academy International. Mozambique, tropical place. There's beaches. You know, there's some similarities to home, although also very far from home, but at least closer to Florida, his adopted home, and where he's with the high school in Clearwater. So keep an eye on Jason Sandamela. Could be a boost to that 24 recruiting class, which didn't sign an elite rated offensive lineman out of high school. Maybe Sandamela becomes that player for the 24 offensive line class, along with Nino Francavilla, Markel Bell, and Derek Plaz. Another big portal development to talk about. We've been talking about Damian Martinez for a while, right when he entered the portal. We did a whole podcast about him, which you can see on our YouTube channel. Reported now, as you can see in the tweet, Miami will be making an in-home visit with Damian Martinez, and Damian Martinez has scheduled an official visit to the Miami Hurricanes to see the campus. Things are moving very fast with Damian Martinez. It was reported, and I can confirm that Cristobal is on the horn with his family today. So a lot of action in the Martinez sweepstakes. Is a 230-pound back, one of the top 10 backs in the country, over 1,000 yards, over 6 yards a carry, physical, downhill. Kind of reminds you of Travis Homer, just with 30 pounds on top of him. You know, that kind of runner, very physical, very upfield, and he's 230 pounds and productive. Just turned 20 years old, so still a young player. Had two very, very good years for Oregon State as an underrated player coming out of Texas. Miami would love to add this player. They've made it clear. We've talked about it. I said numerous times on this podcast, I don't think that the leading rusher for the 2024 Miami Hurricanes is on the roster right now. You landed Damian Martinez. He becomes that guy. There are other names in the that are not in the portal that if they jumped in, obviously Miami would have interest in, but Damian Martinez is in the portal, and he's someone that Miami would love to add that physical dimension to the running back room with Cam Ward providing the aerial dynamics. Damian Martinez probably would be the best running back Mario Cristobal has ever coached. You look at Oregon, he had good running games, but didn't have that great, powerful back. He had good backs, but not that 220, 230-pound stud. He had Henry Parrish here, another good back, but not that physical presence. Don Chaney, you know, not nearly as productive or as good, quite frankly, as Damian Martinez. So this would bring a new dimension to Cristobal and his offense. He wanted that when he signed Trevante Citizen, who unfortunately got hurt severely and entered the portal. He wanted that with Mark Fletcher, who showed flashes of it last year, but again, is hurt. So Damian Martinez brings you a healthy version of that kind of big body player who can really wear down the defense. You also have Chris Johnson with his speed, maybe a thunder and lightning type situation there. And of course, Cam Ward being dynamic. A lot of interest with Damian Martinez. That one's going to be something we're going to be monitoring very, very closely on the Canes Insight Daily podcast. And I'll also be talking about the latest on that direct from the source on the Canes Connection Zoom call. If you're a Canes Connection member, I will be on a Zoom call tomorrow, Thursday at 8 p.m., which we'll also record for Canes Connection members. And I'll give you the absolute latest direct from the best sources that you can imagine. Sign up, promo code CIS for 20% off your first month and access to that Zoom call. We need to come together in order to keep landing elite players like Damian Martinez. It's a business out there, and Miami needs to play ball to land elite players and win national championships, which we all want. We need your help. Canes Connection, 20% off with promo code CIS and access to that private Zoom tomorrow where I can say all the things that I can't say in this public setting. Thursday at 8 p.m., which will also be recorded. If Martinez on that visit, that in-house visit to Damian Martinez, he may also be getting some Hurricane gear. If you want the best Hurricane gear, caneswear.com or the store in Davie, you'll get the absolute best in jerseys. The number one Cam Ward jersey, number one Francis Comalanoa jersey, Restrepo jersey. Go to caneswear.com. Maybe we'll be buying a Damian Martinez jersey in a couple weeks. Stay tuned. The most famous name in the portal, though, was not Jason Sandamela, not Damian Martinez, not Jakari Brown, Trevante Citizen, none of those names. The most famous name in the portal, Hannah Cavender, part of the Cavender Twins, which took the nation by storm with their social media presence, also helped Miami go to the Elite Eight in women's basketball a couple years ago. She announced on Twitter with a nice video package that she is returning to the University of Miami, took a year off to explore NIL opportunities, as did her sister Haley. Now, her sister Haley is currently committed to TCU. Sister Haley is the more productive of the two, at least at Miami. Hannah, the one that's coming back to Miami, 16 minutes per game, 3.8 points per game. So not as productive as her sister, but a contributor to that team that won so many games, went to the Elite Eight. Could we see a package deal? It's hard to imagine the twins being separated. Haley committed to TCU. Could she be coming back? There was some talk that the Cavender twins might join WWE. They signed an NIL deal with WWE. Maybe they were scared off by the prospect of facing, you know, Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, decided to come back to college basketball, and that could be at the University of Miami. Certainly with respect to Hannah, it will be here for the Miami Hurricanes. Excited to have her back. want to talk to an athlete that's already here. We're talking about people leaving, people coming in. Talking about someone who's here, that's Antonio Tripp, the versatile offensive lineman from Baltimore, Maryland, was really the best recruiter for Miami's class last year, in the 2023 class, and he is a really, really a great kid, and there was an awesome interview with him. He talks about a lot, has dealt with some injuries since he's been here, but getting more playing time in spring, multiple positions on the field, and really, really great personality, a lot of great insight from him. Just like all the Canes Connection athletes, like I said, sign up today, promo code CIS, 20% off. And access to the private Zoom. Let's bring it in tight and land more great athletes with great character like Antonio Tripp, who we'll be interviewing right now.
All right, Canes fans, joining the Canes Insight podcast right now with Canes Connection is Miami Hurricanes offensive lineman Antonio Tripp, another Canes Connection athlete, as we continue this series of interviews here. Antonio, how you doing today, man? Appreciate you taking some time to hop on the show today.
Well, yeah, I'm doing good. Can't complain. I mean, finishing up spring ball, spring game tomorrow. I mean, I can't really complain. Just healthy, everything.
And talk about how spring's been for you and that group, man. It's obviously that offensive line group is position group that Canes fans are super excited about, right? And you have Coach Cristobal, Coach Mirabal, them being big-time offensive line guys. Just talk about that group as a whole, and then for you personally, the steps you feel like you've taken this spring.
Yeah, for me personally, I feel like I took a lot of steps because when I first came, I was early enrolled last year, but I tore my labrum in like the third practice. So I was basically, I never did spring. I never did fall camp, never did any of the summer work. And I came back like mid-season, so I never really got to really develop and really getting some live action with the guys. So I feel like this spring has definitely been big for me. I'm definitely not the same player I was at the beginning of the spring compared to today right now. Definitely have a deeper understanding of the offense, deeper understanding of the concepts, the defense fronts, all of our plays, the intent of our plays. And like I definitely feel like I'm just overall extremely way more advanced than I was at the beginning of the spring. And then as far as just like the offensive line, I feel like the offensive line, we had a great spring. Like Coach Mirabal pointed out at the end of our practice, I said, he pointed to all the guys and he said, how many practices have you played? And it was 14. It was our 14th practice. Everyone said 14. Well, all the guys will start it. Because last year we had guys go out with injuries during spring ball, but every single person in that room who had been practicing since the first practice had completed 14 practices, and no one tapped out. You know, everyone, you might come in the day, body's hurting. You know, no one's 100% after the first practice, and I think that's just really like a testimony to our room, our offensive line room, the toughness, Coach Cristobal and Coach Mirabal and all the real. Coach Bain, Coach Pato, all those guys that they really instill in us and really want the face of our offensive line to be. I think Coach Cristobal and Mirabal just really want this offensive line to be three words, just toughness, determined, and just gonna get after you every single play. Just not gonna take a play off. And I think that's definitely something that we've shown during the spring. No matter who you are in the offensive line room, I truly think that we're one of the toughest offensive lines in the country. And I think that during the season and leading up to the season, whenever we're going to show it. And yeah, I think this spring has definitely been great for all of us. Bonding with the new transfer guys in our room, the new incomers, it's just been great. You know, really. Everyone's opened up our shells. We've all went through those long practice periods, so we all know who's going to tap out, and that's no one. I mean, we've Coach Mirabal chewing us out. No one's going to tap out. No one's going to say I quit. Nothing like that. Everyone pushes through to everything, you know, and beyond that. So I'm definitely proud of the offensive lineman, and I'm proud of all the guys, and I'm just happy that we get to keep going and. You know, nothing stops here. So Yeah.
Antonio, when you committed in your class, you were like really the first, you know, big time kid to commit, and the class wasn't looking so hot aside from you for a while. There were not that many kids in the class, and you really were recruiting to add other big time players to join you. And by the end of it, it was a top 10 class with a ton of big time kids. So talk to me about, first of all, being the first one to do it and what made you do it the first time. And then what led you to be such a recruiter once you did commit?
Oh, yeah. I think that's just kind of like my personality. I'm a real like loyal person. I just, when I know I want something, I want it, you know, and I want to be a Miami Hurricane. I always want to. So, I mean, I felt that there was no need for me to keep going to other schools when I knew where I want to go and want to play, do any games or anything like that. I wanted to commit early. My parents were okay with it. And I knew this is what I wanted to be, this is who I wanted to get coached by. And then, as far as just like recruiting all the guys, I mean, I want to play with great guys. I want to, you know, you always want to surround yourself with great people who want the same desires and wants as you. So, I just felt like, you know, I mean, I like Francis, all those guys, Riley, Jaden. I went to school with those guys at IMG. So we always talk about, you know, getting other guys, like, you know, practice is going to be fun. Like the locker room is going to be fun. Like, you know, like just being in school with these guys, having the same goals and everything, it's going to be fun. Like, it's, you know, it's like, that's just what I wanted. I wanted to just surround myself with great guys, great attitudes, great work ethics, great traits, all that, you know, people I can look down the road and say, you know, that was one of my best friends in college, you know, and had a great time.
In terms of high school, I mean, IMG, you know, your high school experience there is a lot different than the average high school student. So what made you go to IMG and join that program? And then what was it like when you were there?
What made me join IMG is that I was, I played at the McDonough School, up in Baltimore County. And it was kind of like, I did everything I wanted to. I got all my offers. I was committed. Unfortunately, we never won a conference championship there, but besides that, I mean, I pretty much everything I wanted to. And I had to make the hard decision to leave behind my friends and all of my friends and family to go to IMG to have the chance to early enroll and just surround myself with some of the most talented guys in the country and practice with those guys every single week. That's something that I encourage every guy to do. If you have the chance to go to like a high school like IMG, it's going to prepare you everything mentally. It definitely prepared me mentally, living by myself, living far from home. Cause I'm in Florida. I have no, my closest relative is all my relatives are in Maryland. So I'm by myself down here, learn how to, at IMG, learn how to just be by myself and just be okay with, like, you know, reaching out. Cause I'm by nature, I'm not really like a social going out, like outgoing person. So IMG kind of forced me to outgo and start to meet new friends and become new bonds. Like, that's why I really started to become close with Riley Williams, Francis Magnoa, and Jay Wayne. So that's what really built the bond. It'll be times me and Riley and Jaden would just be chilling in the dorm and just talk about how Miami would be, you know. And it's crazy because same stuff we were talking about is like what's happening now, and we still talk about the day, you know. We still talk about everything we want. Like, you know, like I told Riley, like, Riley, you're going for a monster season this year. Like, you're primed up for a great season. Riley's telling Jaden, you know, Jaden's primed up for a monster season. Like, you know, we got work, you know. And then they're telling me the same thing. Like, Trip, you got, you know, this is the one. You know, this our year, and stuff like that. And that's exactly what IMG can do for you. It can create lifelong bonds, people. Because most of the time everyone's in the same situation. Family's far away. And you really get a chance to really bond close with your brothers, you know, like all throughout IMG, the word brotherhood's all around the school, you know, and that's really something that really is like really big within, I can only speak for the football program. So I say it's really big for the football program, the brotherhood, you know, whether that's just going out to eat, a lot of times we would always go out to eat, you know, after a hard practice, you know, just chilling, you know. And but I would definitely say my IMG experience was great. You know, I would definitely recommend that to any guy who thinks he's a top football player, who wants to be the best, go to the best schools. You know, I would recommend IMG Academy.
Antonio, one thing we ask all the guys who come on the show is about their athletic background, right? And just growing up, like, was it always football for you? You being an offensive lineman, obviously, sometimes they have restrictions if you're too big to play, right? So talk to us about your journey in football and growing up, you know, what other sports did you play?
Yeah, growing up in Baltimore, I tried basketball early on, but I've always
been fouled out. That's a sport, right?
I tried basketball, but I would literally always foul out every single game. So I think it got to a point where my dad was just like, he played basketball, so he really wanted me to really be good at basketball, but he was like, yeah, this isn't his thing. So I stopped playing basketball, and I just focused all on football. I've been playing football since I was like 5 years old. So, but you know, before, like, I could say like I've been playing since I was five, but in terms of really like playing and knowing what I'm doing, I'd say when I was like 12, that's when I actually was like, because I mean, from five, I'm just like out there, just out there, just because, you know, my parents told me, I'm just running around. But it did allow me to create some bonds and some great people. But I've always been offensive. I've always been a lineman. I thought I was going to be a defensive lineman. But I don't know. When I was 13, I just gravitated toward the offensive line. I'm not really sure why. I just loved it. You know, something just clicked for me. I was like, I like this better than D-line. So I decided to play offensive line in eighth grade, and that's what I've been doing ever since. First person in my family to really like take football serious, have the chances to do what I get to do by using football, and that's all I've done. That's all I know. I've always played football, you know.
One of the things that, you know, made you such an important recruit was your versatility on the offensive line, right? So in terms of this spring, what spots have you played at?
This spring I played everything. Besides center, I played right guard, right tackle, left guard, left tackle. It doesn't matter, you know. I like to refer to every time is I'm not looking for a way out. I'm trying to look for a way in, you know. And that kind of reverts back to what Coach Chris Ball, Mirabal Coach Mirabal actually said, as far as like people, you know, a lot of times, you know, some guys fake injuries looking for a way out of a practice period or a way out of running and stuff like that. And instead, I'm just trying to look for a way in, a way to get in the game, a way to impact our team on a positive aspect, and way to just better myself and my team. So that's why I just, you know, that's why I just I'm down for any position, any time, wherever on the line, wherever side. Just trying to better myself, better my team, you know. Yeah,
and Coach Mirabal always talks about the best five guys are going to play, right? So he said it recently in one of the interviews after practice. It's people get caught up on, well, this guy's this position, but seems like you guys are all really cross-trained, and that's only going to help because injuries happen, and, you know, certain guys who play certain positions, right, aren't always going to be available to be that guy there. So that versatility seems to be there across the line, and it's awesome. Obviously something that you provide there to that unit. Wanted to talk real quick about Kane's connection, obviously, this interview in partnership with them. Just talk about how your relationship has been with them, and since you've partnered up with them, how they kind of helped you out.
A lot of things since I've been here, I've always wanted to just like really know like the real city of Miami and just really get within the community and just get to know like what schools around, like what, like, you know, how's this neighborhood, how's this community, you know, how's the real Coral Gables. And Kane connections really allowed me to do that. I think it was summer last year, we got to go to a summer camp, and we got to just really play with the kids, you know, basketball, dodgeball, just all that. Just having fun, you know, just creating a positive view of the Miami Hurricane football team in the community, you know, just not being just the guys on TV or the guys, just being a positive role model for all the young guys in the community, even the young girls, you know. There's some girls playing football out there, being at the schools, and it was surprising. All these kids, all had some type of connection to University of Miami, whether their uncle went there, uncle played there, their aunt went there, their mom, dad, you know, all this, and it spoke out to me because this isn't something new that the Hurricane football team does, you know, way before me, before any of us, you know, many years ago, the Canes have always been in the community, you know, always giving back, always just being present and being seen within the Miami community. So I think that's something big, and that's something I love that they did. Besides that, also financial literacy. Like before coming here, I didn't know nothing about taxes, nothing about saving money, nothing about bank account, nothing like that. I didn't have a bank account until I got to college. So they really taught me about saving money, having to manage my money, all that stuff. So that's definitely something that's really big to me, because my parents had the opportunity to didn't have the chances I had to learn about all this stuff, so they couldn't tell me about all these things. So that's definitely something that's been big, and definitely something my parents appreciate. But I mean, I'm definitely grateful for everything they've given me, everything they've taught me, everything they've just allowed me to see, you know, whether it's giving back or just teaching me new things and just allow me to be free and just be able to say, hey, are there any opportunities, something like that. But yeah, I definitely recommend any people who like plan on joining the Canes Connection that definitely like just listen to what I'm saying. Like, it's not just, you know, there's big narratives that get thrown on Twitter. Like, it's not just that. Like, I literally learned things I would not have known if I didn't learn from those guys over at Canes Connection. So it's definitely more than what people think, and narrative's definitely entirely wrong.
Great answer, man. That was great to hear. And Antonio, you know, you mentioned you're a laid back guy off the field, you know, like to don't like to go out, kind of stay to yourself a little bit. What are some of your passions off the field?
I'm real big in the Legos. I have a competition with Jackson Carver. He builds Legos as well, so that'll be sometimes we're sending pictures back and forth. Yeah, you know, I'll send some. Yeah, you got a long way to go. You know, as far as me, you know, he'll send me a finished one. So that's something I really like doing. Besides that, I'm real big into movies. I love going to watch and see the new movie. Sometimes by myself, sometimes I'll bring my girlfriend with me. But sometimes, I mean, I'm the type of guy I can go by myself, you know. Just, I mean, I get a bag of popcorn, and I'm just sitting there by myself in the corner watching the movie. Or I'm just real big into Harry Potter, Star Wars, stuff like that. Like, I'm a superhero at Marvel and all that stuff. I'm real big into her. You know, people don't really know that about me, but those are some of the things I'm interested in. Besides that, also, there's something I do. I just, like, after, like, I started doing it when I got here. Like, I'll just, like, so I can learn more about Miami and just neighborhoods. I, like, sometimes I'll just park my car, like, at, like, a park, and I'll just walk around, like, a neighborhood, or just walk around, like, a park, you know. Just, I don't know, you know, I'll have my music playing, call my mom, something like that, you know, usually by myself, just doing that, just chilling, you know, just learning about K. Because I'll say this is way different than up north, way different, you know. Shoot, if I would have did that up there, I probably would have got robbed. It's great, you know. Those are some of the things I like to do, some things I'm interested in besides football, because I think that, you know, a lot of times people just like focus us with football, and that's just all we are. I'm just a big I'm just a big meathead and all that stuff. So I think it's definitely important that people get to learn the other side of us athletes.
We got to see some of the Lego stuff that you've built. And I have to do a follow up there. I mean, what are some of the your favorite things that you've put together?
I'm a little hurt. I had a Ford GT that I had built. But as I was moving into my apartment, I had dropped it. So that killed me. But I guess I got
you're
I got
still hurting. I can tell that it's still bothering you.
It was that was the first one I built, man. That hurt me. But that took like 3 weeks too. But I got not Chewbacca. I got R2-D2. I got a couple. I'm really focused on like the car ones. I like the car ones. I like if you come to my apartment, there's just a bunch of Lego cars, like just Lego sets and cart rugs, like custom rugs and stuff like that. So like that's like my whole decor in my apartment.
Listen, most guys, when we ask them, it's they're playing the video games, they're playing Madden, Call of Duty. Yeah. So this, I don't know. This is an interesting one. I'm very interested in Jackson Carver too. When we have him on, we'll have to ask him about it. He'll probably be like, "How'd you guys know that?" But
he just might be more into it than me. Okay. I thought I was into it, but he might be more.
All right. Well, it's been great talking to you today, Antonio. Great to get to know you a little bit off the field, but seems like it was a very productive spring for you as well. So us and the Canes fans are all excited to see you out there this season. And once again, thank you to Canes Connection. Antonio said it best. I mean, we don't even have to say anything. Sign up for Canes Connection, go to canesconnection.com and check it out. Antonio, thank you once again.
Thank you.
It's an insight to the Canes, and you know we ain't playing no games. Joaquin said dominate, so that's what we do. Home of the legends and seventh floor crew, down in Miami where hurricanes brew. You here for the rumors, we bring you the news, cause it's all about the you. And nobody do it like Canes Insight. 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 It's Canes Insight.